Okay, here we
go. Okay, flow, Apostle, flow.
Here we go. We'll begin with prayer.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your wisdom and all the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Bless us to go forward in you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. The Lord had me, he gave me some thoughts the other day about how the 11 manifestations of the Spirit of God, how it operated in Jesus' ministry. And everything he did by the counsel of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Every place he went, the people he selected to help him, everything. All right, we were at verse 19. We made it down to about 22.
It does have a chapter in front of
it. Yep, John 17.
I just checked.
This is a rich chapter too.
It is very rich.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
going
to
be
17,
but
100%. 17.
What
is it? Say it again.
Chapter 17, verse 22. I'll start at 20 and read down.
That's right. Blow that horn.
Jesus said, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through that word."
That's us.
Yeah. You know, this is a word of mouth gospel. It travels by word of mouth. And so he's praying for us. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on them through their word, that they all may be one as thou. Father are in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us.
Mm-hmm.
That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. We are one. That means the work of God is one. We are one. Mm-hmm. We work together as one. As we are united with the Lord in unity,
mm-hmm.
operating as one with him, we also simultaneously operate as one with with everybody else
mm-hmm.
who is in unity with him.
Amen.
And that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
That's right.
The unity of the church is very, very important.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's why it's been attacked so much.
Yeah.
Because he said, you and me and I, we're all in together, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that if we are one and operate as one, the world will believe.
Amen.
That's why the fight is to divide. That's why the enemy introduced false doctrines, doctrines of devils, all the things, corruption,
mm-hmm.
Greed, lust, fear, pride, all these things come to work and scatter the work of God.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's actually afraid of unity. He's afraid of people being one with God. He tried to divide man against God.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to divide man against each other. He's afraid of all forms of unity.
And the basic... most powerful one in all is Father, Son, and Spirit.
Yeah.
That's a unity.
Uh-huh. And now we are as he was in the
Amen.
Earth today. So if he can't divide us from the Father, he tried to divide us from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go in God's presence, we learn to be one with each other.
Well, the unity's there in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Spirit to Spirit, God communicates. We're one spirit with God, so we're all, it's getting it out here.
Yeah.
In our soul.
Yeah.
In manifestation.
That's right.
That's where the hindrance is in the soul.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, the world
that's
can't
see. That's why you got to renew your mind.
The world can't see the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. No.
Whoa.
But they can see us, can't they?
They see us.
That's right.
I like that.
Boy, that's straight off the
hook. Whoa.
Yeah, it is. That's the Holy Ghost.
Glory,
Jesus!
I'm gonna shout.
And they can see us operating in the Spirit. They can see us loving each other,
mm-hmm.
and that's what gets their attention. A good marriage. Satan hates a good marriage. You know, the vision of the church is for forming families that love God. That, you know, changing families that change the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it.
Well, that got a deeper meaning just then to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Change the families that change the world.
That's mm-hmm. right. And when we operate according to the scriptures, according to the word of God, the Holy Spirit, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the little nieces that look up to their aunts and, you know, the women in their, the older women in their life, They see a good marriage there. They hope for it, and the men too. And that if they, when people see a good marriage and how it works, they want it.
Amen.
So it's the same thing with the work of God. When the works of God work together,
mm-hmm.
and the world don't need to see a competition, because it's not. I mean, our race is not against each other; it's against time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this was his prayer. He said that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
That's deep.
It is. Now he's doing this on the way to the cross. This is communion.
Yes, it is.
This is the unity.
Ooh, that is communion.
Yeah.
We're one body, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
That takes another meaning to communion.
Yeah, it does.
The level of what we know, but it's deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Glory.
This is one. I mean, and think of the joy that's going to come from doing these things. It's the rest of God as well as the Sabbath. It's.
Mm.
It's a rest. Verse 23 says, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. So the world's going to be introduced to this, to the God kind of love, the God kind of relationship. And when you see it, when they see it function, they're going to want it. They're going to feel left out, and they're going to want in.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they can't feel the joy you feel. They don't have the peace you have. There is no peace to the wicked, and there's nothing in the world, there's nothing in the world system that can come close to the peace that we walk in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be on the bus sitting right next to a man that never got saved. He'll throw salvation. He's more apt to throw it away because he can't value it. There's nothing in the world that can come close to the peace that we have. And he has never felt the peace you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's foreign to the joy you have. The closest thing he can have to it is when things go his way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still no peace. But when you get saved, you feel the peace and fellowship with the Lord. And there's nothing that they can identify, and there's nothing out there that can, you know, and that's why I tell people, follow the peace. I asked the Lord, is the definition of peace? He said, fellowship. And that fellowship, you can tangibly feel it. That's peace. That's the peace you feel.
True fellowship.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So when you, when the Lord gives you something to do, the first gift is peace. You have it from the inside.
You know, you said fellowship. You're not just talking about bodies.
No.
You know, people think fellowship is just a group of bodies.
Uh-uh.
Just people getting together.
Mm.
Fellowship is different than that. It's a heart-to-heart thing.
Yeah.
It's spirit-to-spirit.
Right.
You know, it's much different
mm-hmm.
than uh-huh. what people think, just together, just getting a lot of people just coming together, you know. That's yeah. not really fellowship. The kind that you're talking about here.
Right.
That may be the world fellowship, you know, when they get together. But when we come together, it's spirit-spirit.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They got into deep
faith.
They all became one.
Amen. Yeah. On one accord in one place. And this is what he prayed for. And we have it. And now we got to share it. So. And the best way to do it is to, you know, be guided by the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the fellowship. Every assignment he give, everything he give you to do, there's a peace that come with it. And as you do it, your joy increases. And that makes the difference. 1 Corinthians 11, he said, and when he had given thanks,
uh-huh.
he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you.
Amen.
This do in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And I thank the Lord for the fellowship that he has with us, one-on-one and together in the unity. Dear Lord, I pray that you are mightily move in your people this day. Bless us to go forward in you doing all that's in your heart, speaking your words in power in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.